Well, today our two readings tie perfectly together. The one fulfills the other. We have the book of Numbers, the reading about the poisonous serpents, and then we have Jesus telling the crowd that one day he will be lifted up. How do these two readings fit together? Well, if we look first at the book of Numbers, we see that the Israelite people have been traveling, about 40 years to get through the desert to the promised land, even though it was only a 2 or 3 week journey if they had gone straight. But because of their disobedience and their pride and their rebellion, they kept doing circle eights in the desert for 40 years, doing circle eights and never getting to the promised land. And says they became very impatient, they began to grumble, they began to complain, not only against Moses, but also against God. And they were complaining to Moses, "Why did you ever bring us out of Egypt to die in this desert where there's no food or water? We're disgusted with this wretched food," even though that was the manna and the quail that God fed his people with. So the book of Numbers says, in punishment, the Lord sent among the people seraph serpents, which bit the people so that many of them died. So we see that God allowed suffering to come upon his people in order to bring about their repentance and bring about their conversion. And this is often the case with suffering in a person's life. It's what brings about their conversion and their sanctification. How many people have we worked with in prison that have the conversion experience in the midst of their suffering? Because of their suffering, it turns them around and gets them back on the right track. They have a true conversion, a turning away from sin, a turning toward Christ. So it says that God allowed these serpents to infiltrate their camp. It says they then realized what they had done in complaining against God and grumbling and their sin of disobedience. And they repent and they go to Moses and say, "We have sinned in complaining against the Lord and in you. Pray the Lord to take the serpents away from us." So they go to Moses as an intercessor, as a mediator. Moses is their priest. He's the one who's going to intercede for the people. What is a priest? He brings the people's prayers to God and God's blessing to the people. That's what a priest is, an intercessor, a mediator. That's why he has his arms lifted in prayer at the Mass. He's interceding on behalf of his people. Just as Moses interceded and prayed for the battle when Israel was fighting the Amalekites, and when Moses prayed in intercession, the battle went well for Israel. So they go to Moses, their priest, their intercessor, and then it says, so Moses prayed for the people, and then the Lord revealed how they would be cured. A very interesting remedy. God tells Moses to make a bronze serpent and mount it on a pole, place it up on a tree, on a pole, that whoever looks at it after they have been bitten will live. Now, of course, there's nothing in gazing upon a bronze serpent that would bring about a healing of poisonous snake bite. But what it would do, it would show their obedience. It would show their humility. It would show that they were trusting in God. God told them to do it, and so they did it. And it says, so Moses made the bronze serpent and mounted it on the pole, and anyone who had been bitten by the serpent who looked at it, he lived. So this act of obedience made up for their sin of disobedience and grumbling against God. Well, how is this fulfilled in Christ? Well, when Christ was on the cross, it says he would be lifted up. Jesus says, when you lift up the Son of Man, then you will realize that I am. Jesus even says, just as Moses lifted up the bronze serpent in the desert, so will the Son of Man be lifted up. And again, all who gaze upon Christ in faith would be healed of the poison of sin. Sin is poison. And when we gaze upon Christ and ask him to forgive us, he can heal us. Just as that bronze serpent looked like a poisonous serpent, even though it had no venom inside it, Jesus, dying on the cross, looked like a sinner. He looked like a common criminal, yet he had no sin within him. And those who gazed upon Christ in faith were healed. Look at the centurion who says, truly, this man was the Son of God. Think about St. Dismas, the good thief, who looked upon Jesus and said, Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom. And those who gazed upon Christ in faith were healed of the poison of sin.